Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the second hour of the Alex Jones Show. Once again, sorry to disappoint you. This is Bob Basie sitting in for Alex Jones while he rests his body in his throat. And before the break, we were talking about the FBI. They've been going after a suspect's community of interest, without any warrant or anything. They just want to go snooping everybody's business. And they got caught doing it, and so well, we're not doing it right now, so shut up, you know. It kind of reminds me, this article, they want to go after not just the person they suspect, but whoever the person they suspect is talking to, including the pizza delivery guy, I guess. But it kind of reminds me of 6 degrees of separation from Kevin Bacon. Remember that thing where you could take 6 degrees and somehow you could be linked to Kevin Bacon? I kind of wonder about that. Like, for example, let's say sometime the FBI got tired of Mel Gibson running around doing patriotic things, okay? So they want to investigate suspicious Mel Gibson, right? Well, Mel Gibson knows, Mel Gibson's dad, Hutton Gibson, knows Alex Jones, right? Y'all know that. Okay. Well, Alex Jones knows me. So, with just a couple of degrees of separation, if they wanted to investigate Mel Gibson, they could go after me, couldn't they? You know, that's that Kevin Bacon thing. You know, these people are pathetic. You know, the FBI is supposed to be, you know, the good guys. And when it comes to and they are the good guys when it comes to the vast majority of them. They do a great job. But when you get up there at the top, when they start to get that political stuff going on there, and they start, you know, whenever anybody is going to, you know, tweak the nose of the elites, boy, those guys up at the top, they put the kibosh on that. And, you know, they ought to know better. They're supposed to be, you know, they're supposed to protect the Constitution. They swear an oath to do it. And then when some elite tells them, well, you know, why don't we go spy on these people without a warrant, and why don't we do all this Patriot Act stuff, they just sit there and do it anyway. And therefore, you know, it's a part of the police state alert scenario that we always talk about on our local TV show. Speaking of which, President Bush, I don't know if Alex has talked about this yet, but his people handed this to me, so I guess maybe it hadn't been covered. I don't know. In early August, our imperious leader released an executive order blocking property of persons undermining the sovereignty of Lebanon or its democratic processes and institutions. Yeah, as if the United States gives a rat's behind about the Lebanese. Come on. Give me a break. The United States kisses Israel's rear end all the time. They don't care about the Lebanese, all the mess going on over there. But anyway, just pretend for a minute that they do. And it says, I, George Bush, President of the United States of America, determine that the actions of certain persons to undermine Lebanon's legitimate and democratically elected government or democratic institutions to contribute to the deliberate breakdown of the rule of law in Lebanon, including blah, 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 I hereby declare a national emergency to deal with the threat. And what he hereby orders, basically all property and interest in property that are in the United States are blocked and may not be transferred, paid, exported, withdrawn, or otherwise dealt in. If the Secretary of the Treasury, in consultation with the Secretary of State, says so. So basically, what they're doing is they're saying, if the Secretary of the Treasury, the Secretary of State, suspects you of contributing to something we don't like in Lebanon in any way, shape, form, or fashion, we can block and seize your assets, and there is no judicial appeal to this. You see, that's why it's a police state alert. Isn't that wonderful? No prior notice or listing pursuant. Yeah, too bad. You know, no due process for you, Americans. Tough luck. Okay, well, once again, I hear the music. Music means break, and we'll be back in about 3 minutes. This is Bob Basie for Alex Jones on the GCN Network.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
I don't mind that I'm getting older, but my wrinkles made me too nervous to smile. It was those fine lines that formed around my cheeks and mouth and those crow's feet over by my eyes. People were starting to think I looked unhappy, but really I was just embarrassed by those wrinkles. Then I heard about a product called Tautinol. Tautinol is a serum that goes directly on the skin to support collagen and reduce the appearance of wrinkles. And it works. I'm not afraid to smile anymore. Now it's your turn. Today you can get a full bottle of Tautinol. You don't need a prescription and you don't need surgery to reduce the appearance of those wrinkles. See what Tautinol can do for you and your confidence. It sure gave me something to smile about.
For your risk-free bottle of Tautinol, call 1-800-894-5152. That's 1-800-894-5152. Tautinol is the non-invasive way to reduce the appearance of wrinkles. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-894-5152. That's 1-800-894-5152.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, this is Bob Dacey back once again for Alex Jones. And my police state section here is over. We're going to cover some more news. Now, this news is from Fox News. I apologize. It's from Fox News. They handed it to me. Now, it's not my fault that it's from the faux news channel. We distort, you comply. But anyway, it's in Washington, and it's about the U.S. officials begin crafting an Iran bombing plan. Of course, you know, Fox News wants to bomb everything, so I guess that's why they put this up. This is by James Rosen. September 11th, they put this out. Washington. A recent decision by German officials to withhold support for any new sanctions against Iran has pushed a broad spectrum of officials in Washington to develop potential scenarios for military attack on the Islamic regime, Fox News confirmed Tuesday. Later on in the article, it says, Under Secretary of State for Political Affairs Nicholas Burns, the most ardent proponent of a diplomatic resolution to the problem of Iran's nuclear ambitions, has had his chance on the Iranian account and come up empty. So, you see, if you tried a diplomatic approach and Germany doesn't want to punish Iran, then everything has failed, and now you got to bomb the snot out of them. See, that makes a lot of sense, I guess, if you're a neocon. Political and military officers, as well as weapons of mass destruction specialists at the State Department, are now advising Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice that the diplomatic approach favored by Burns has failed, and the administration must actively prepare for military intervention of some kind. I'm sorry. I just don't understand the logic. Germany doesn't want to participate in sanctions, so we got to bomb the snot out of them. I mean, that's what that article says right there. That's what it says. That's pathetic. You know, bomb, 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 bomb Iran, you know, all that stuff. And remember, if we attack Iran, this is going to be brought to you by the same lying pack of liars that brought you the Iraq War based on a pack of lies. Just remember that. You know, the non-existent weapons of mass destruction and all that horse pocky about how the Iraqis were going to welcome us with open arms, and it was going to be a cakewalk, and it was going to be so wonderful, and they were going to throw flowers in front of us as we marched into Baghdad, and it was just going to be so great, and all that nonsense. Yeah, the same pack of liars that has gotten into this quagmire over there is the same pack of prevaricators that wants to invade Iran. You know, this is off the top of my head. Why can't Iran have a nuclear weapon? Am I allowed to say that? I mean, you know, Pakistan has nuclear weapons, and they're a bunch of crazy Arabs, right? I mean, of course, the Iranians aren't crazy Arabs. They're crazy Iranians. But the average beer-guzzling American doesn't know that. They think they're all the same, and they couldn't even find Iran or Syria or Iraq on a map. Heck, a fifth of them can't even find the United States on a map. I mean, you know. Anyway, why can't they have a nuclear weapon? I mean, everybody else does. Israel's got like, 300-400 of them. And they're stomping on the Lebanese right now. Why can't Iran have a nuclear weapon in it? Why not? I mean, don't they have a right to defend themselves from Israel? I don't know. I mean, India's got nuclear weapons. China's got nuclear weapons. We got nuclear weapons. We're the only country that's ever used them on anybody. Russia's got them. Lots of people have them. So why can't the Iranians have them? Is it because they're crazy fundamentalists or something? Or is it because they got a lot of oil underneath their dirt? Besides which, they're not even working on developing. All that stuff's a big fat lie anyway. So anyway, that's that. Another article. This is from IndieBay.org, www.IndieBay.org, by Paul Revere. Stand down September 14th in martial law. An Air Force stand down is scheduled for 9/14 in response to nuclear warheads mistakenly flown over U.S. airspace. Langley planes to be grounded. The Air Force has ordered a stand down for all jet fighters and bombers for September 14th by Stephanie Heinatz, September the 7th. Langley Air Force Base. Planes at Langley Air Force Base will be grounded September the 14th in response to an incident last week when a B-52 bomber was mistakenly armed with six nuclear warheads and flown for 3 hours across several states. The stand-down was ordered by Air Combat Command and includes all jet fighters and bombers in the Air Force. The command, headquartered at Langley, oversees all of the service's fighters and bombers. To mistakenly load nuclear weapons on a bomber, military officials told the Associated Press, safety protocols likely would have been ignored. You think so, huh? Yeah. To mistakenly load nukes on a bomber, probably they think here it's likely that the safety protocols would have been ignored. I mean, what do they do, store those things in a shed or something? On August the 30th, a B-52 with six nuclear-tipped cruise missiles flew from Meno Air Force Base, North Dakota, to Barksdale Air Force Base in Louisiana, a military official told Associated Press. The missiles, which are being decommissioned, were mounted onto pylons on the bomber's wings. It is unclear why the nuclear warheads had not been removed beforehand. The plane's crew, according to news reports, did not know they were carrying nuclear weapons. Gee, how about that? Maybe our Air Force really is stupid. You know, maybe that's it. Maybe they blew off on September 11th. They ignored their own protocol four times in a row and let those four planes crash into various things, one of them the ground and three buildings, because our people who run our Air Force really are stupid. I don't know. Maybe they are. Maybe we're just all wrong. Maybe the "we is stupid" defense that I was talking about yesterday is valid. Yeah, the people that run our military is stupid, and therefore, when anything goes wrong, it ain't their fault. Okay, now we're going to morph into September 11th again. We're going to be taking phone calls pretty soon. Before we do that, I want to read a story that came out yesterday. It's on the Raw story. On 9/11 anniversary, Fox debunks conspiracy theories once and for all. Okay, y'all, Fox News has now debunked all the conspiracy theories, so y'all can all relax. This was filed by David Edwards and Jason Ryan for the Raw story. On the morning of the 6th anniversary of September 11th attacks, Fox News Channel's Fox and Friends, oh boy, Fox and Friends, oh yeah, you know, a real deep, deep, deep show. Fox and Friends sought to debunk conspiracy theories about the tragedy with the help of guest James Meigs, editor-in-chief of Popular Mechanics magazine. Oh yeah, that's right, Popular Mechanics magazine, that magazine that's what was it? One of the top guys at Popular Mechanics is a guy that, by the name of Chertoff, who's related to Chertoff, the Homeland Security guy, that magazine. James Meigs. Still many crazy conspiracy theories, said host Steve Ducey, adding that Meigs was there to debunk all of those 911 myths once and for all. Okay, so on Fox and Friends, you got this Meigs dude who's going to debunk all of the 911 myths. Okay, all, you got it? All of them. Ducey later yelled out, "Rosie," as co-host Allison Camerota led into a question about theories endorsed by celebrities such as the former View cast member O'Donnell, actor Charlie Sheen, and director David Lynch. "Rosie is the one that pops in mind," said Camerota, summarizing one conspiracy position about the World Trade Center's collapses as, "Fire can't melt steel, so the towers must not have fallen just because planes flew into them," end quote. Quote, "What we've done in 3 years at Popular Mechanics of looking into these theories is to try to find the facts that the conspiracy theorists themselves cite as evidence of their claims," said Meigs. Quote, "In this case, they say that because steel melts at 2,700 degrees and jet fuel only burns at about 1,500 degrees, but when you talk to engineers, you will see that steel doesn't have to melt to fail." So there you go, Rosie, Ducey said. I hope you're watching. And then Meigs also talks about the World Trade Center 7 and the Pennsylvania crash. And what's funny about this is there's a clip of this on YouTube somewhere. And on this show, they have actually destroyed every single 911 conspiracy theory in 3 minutes. So we can all just relax now. The Fox News Channel has solved it all for us. Don't worry about anything. In 3 minutes, they have debunked all of the 911 conspiracy theories. So don't worry about it. Don't worry about the science. Don't worry about logic. Don't worry about all the coincidences. They have taken care of it for you. So you can all relax and go watch Geraldo Rivera talk about scantily clad women trying to get on Southwest Airlines. Okay? It's not a big deal. All right. Now, I have from, we're going to get into September 11th here because yesterday, man, I didn't even touch the surface of the things that stink about September 11th. I didn't even get close. Had a real bunch of real good callers. I'm looking at what's called the Top 40. And what that is from www.911truth.org. And what it is what, you know, their version of 40 reasons to doubt the official story about September 11th. And what I want to do, we want to put up the number, have people call in, and we're just going to kind of kick all this around. The number is 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. We're going to be talking more about September 11th and the fact that it was an inside job. This is Bob Dacey for Alex Jones. And I'll be back after this break.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Hi, this is Jeff Rentz, and if you're interested in suppressed natural cures and rare exotic remedies, this may be the most important message you'll hear for a long time. There's an opportunity right now for a limited number of listeners to acquire an amazing, blacklisted, naturally occurring compound with very unusual ionic properties. In fact, it's considered the single most important remedy in all of Ayurvedic medicine. Medical studies have been conducted abroad on the effects this rare mineral-like compound has on energy, diabetes, tumors, ulcers, memory, and brain function, not to mention reproductive health, exercise recovery, and arthritis. Because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made. However, it's still quite legal to own this compound. And the best part? My listeners pay nothing down. Simply go to blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Or call 815-259-4552. That's 815-259-4552 for details.
All right, Bob Dacey back for Alex Jones on the Alex Jones Show on the Genesis Communications Radio Network. Alex's websites are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, JonesReport.com. And by the way, what y'all need to do is you need to buy a copy of the latest edition of Terror Storm. That's what you need to do. You can call 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139 and order a copy of Terror Storm. It's been updated. It's an awesome, well-documented, technically perfect film. And you need to get that, see it, make copies of it, and pass it out to all your friends, because Terror Storm is awesome. It's accurate, and it's one of Alex Jones' best pieces. I haven't seen Endgame yet, and pretty soon Endgame's coming out, and you're going to have to get that one, too. I've seen the trailer for Endgame. I haven't seen the whole film yet, but anyway, buy a copy of the new version of Terrorstorm. You can also get that if you're in the Austin area at the Hardware Store Incorporated at Spotswood Springs Road and 183, if I may do a shameless plug for my business. Okay, where was I before the break? Oh, yeah, we're going to get into September 11th again, despite the fact that Fox News has completely debunked every single conspiracy theory on their little daytime show in only 3 minutes. Despite the fact that they've done that, I just can't seem to get this out of my head. So we're going to talk about a bunch of the reasons to doubt the official story of September 11th. And I'm looking at this top 40 here from 911truth.org. And the first one on the list, I can't go through all these because there's 40 of them, and we don't have that much time. Plus, we're going to be taking calls. Got Wes in Tennessee coming up, and then Bob in Kansas. And then got Jeff in Texas after him. So y'all hang in there. Number one, according to this list, is the day itself, evidence of complicity. First one is the AWOL chain of command. I mean, these guys are what? I mean, according to this, it is well documented that the officials topping the chain of command for a response to a domestic attack, George W. Bush, Donald Rumsfeld, Richard Myers, Montague Winfield, all found reason to do something else during the actual attacks, other than assuming their duties as decision makers. Yeah, you know, like, for example, our imperious leader himself elected to sit there in the school reading My Pet Goat to a bunch of first graders, you know, and the Secret Service didn't even grab him and get him out of there. Hey, George, you're the commander-in-chief of the armed forces. We're under attack. Why don't you do something? My Pet Goat. You know, come on. Something wrong there. I think they just didn't want him to screw something up. You know, that's what I think, because he can't put two sentences together without looking at a teleprompter. So I think they just didn't want him to screw things up. Another one, of course, the air defense failures. Again, the system failed. You know, something that they have a fail-safe system to deal with just such a scenario. It's been in place for years, worked for years, no problems. But on September 11th, the thing falls apart. You know, that's ridiculous. You know, we talked about that yesterday. Another one was, of course, the strike on the Pentagon. And we had a fellow that said he was from the military called in yesterday and made a very good point that, you know, how do you strike the Pentagon with a big, fat, gigantic airliner after everybody knows we're under attack and the Pentagon is a heavily defended military installation? It didn't make any sense. No way, shape, form, or fashion does that make any sense. So, okay, I'm going to take a call here from Wes in Tennessee. Wes, are you there?
Hey, how are you today?
I'm doing all right. How about you?
Just happy to be alive.
Yeah, that's a good thing. Better than the alternative. What's on your mind?
You bet. The green side still looks okay to me.
Yep.
Excuse me, I beg your pardon. My lifelong friend that I grew up with in Chicago served two tours as a Green Beret in Vietnam, started in 64. And he was, in addition to being a Green Beret, a specialist in explosives, served 33 years with the Chicago Police Department, broke up the plot by a Chicago street gang to pay Muammar Gaddafi $10 million cash up front for a dozen Stinger missiles, which I'm sure made the people that fly out of O'Hare Airport real comfortable.
So he's got a lot of credibility. What did he have? What did he tell you?
15 years he spent as the head of the bomb squad, and he said, even if he bought the story, now, I should tell you before I go any further that anytime they have a commercial detonation of a building, they've got to have a member of the police department bomb squad present.
Tell you what, Wes, I want you to hold on to the break because we're coming up on a break. Those commercials are merciless. So hang on, we'll be right back with Wes on the Alex Jones Show.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky, it's Non-X-Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach.
Let's go look.
I'm Non-X-Man, and your toenails need Non-X nail gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Non-X nail gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic when you're barefoot.
Oh, I will, Non-X-Man.
Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails.
Don't let Non-X Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Non-X Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Long's, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Bilo, and Rite Aid.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Bob Basie back on the Alex Jones Show, substituting for Alex Jones today, September 12th. Before the break, we were talking to Wes, and Wes, you said that you have a real good friend who is ex-Green Beret, ex-police, and he knows about, did you say explosives? Is that what you told me?
Yeah, he witnessed over 100 commercial demolitions. They always say if they have a member of the police department,
go straight to the bottom line. What did he tell you?
You know, I'll just throw a couple of quick things at you. If the supports had given way and the floors stacked up like they were claiming they did,
yeah,
it would have taken longer than 9.2 seconds for two 110-story buildings to collapse.
Absolutely.
The pillars that we could see that were still upright were sheared off at a 45-degree angle, which is exactly the way they place the charges. So when the supports slip, they slip toward the center and cause the building to fall within its own diameter.
You mean to tell me that it's not another one of those wild coincidences that some of those columns were photographed having 45-degree angle cuts on them? You mean that's not a coincidence?
To have popular mechanics debunk those theories is about as credible as having Alfred E. Newman do it for Mad Magazine.
Well, that's what they want us to do for the rest of the whole country. What? Me worry? I don't know about anything. Who cares? You know? And that's the goal. So your friend, who's a demolition expert, is corroborating the loony bins who say that those 45-degree angle cuts had a purpose, right?
Yep, sure enough. I mean, you know, it'd take me 3 days to go through all the stuff that he told me. I'll tell you one thing. He said he'd stake his entire 33-year career on the fact those buildings were
down. I am so cautious and so conservative about what I consider to be proof. That's what I'm known for in Austin in my TV show is, you know, I got to have lockdown. The only thing I don't like about the 45-degree angle cut thing is that famous photo that everybody's seen with the fireman several feet in front of that monster column with that big, huge 45-degree cut on it with slag marks all over it.
Right.
Is I've never seen anything on that photo that says when it was taken or by whom. I've never seen that on the net. I've seen the photograph many times, but it's never been documented when it was taken and by whom it was taken. And it always bothered me just a little bit, you know, because you could say, you know, so, well, you see, that 45-degree angle cut was made several days later when the demolition crew came in and sliced it deliberately to knock down a piece that hadn't fallen down yet. You know, they can come up with stuff like that. You know, that I'd like to know more about that photo, but I never have been able to find anything about it. If any of you people out there know about that photo, know about where it came from, who took it, what time it was taken, I would like to know. I really would. That's something that's always kind of bothered me about that photograph, because it's kind of like 90%, oh, my goodness, look at that. But there's that little doubt up there because of the lack of, you know, knowing exactly everything there is to know about that photo.
That footage was taken off of CNN.
Well, the photo, it's a lot. I'd like to see the footage, because the photo was a still. I mean, it's crystal clear. That wasn't video. That was a photograph, you know. So
yeah,
I don't know.
I mean, why would they? Well, it wasn't just one.
You're right. It wasn't just one, but it's the one that has the most clear one, and it's got the slag marks all over it that apparently are indicative of being cut by thermite. But again, you know, I'd just like to see more about it. I tell you what really helped me in that was Professor Jones, you know, because when he started talking about the thermite residue and started to do scientific experiments on it and finding out that some of the stuff that came off these columns and was in the dust of the World Trade Center catastrophe exactly matched what you would expect as the residue of a thermite reaction. Now that's like scientific dig your teeth into that, and you can sink your teeth into that. You know, that really, really cinched it. Plus, even back in 2002, FEMA got a hold of one of those columns from Building 7 and another column from one of the other towers. And they were scratching their heads trying to figure out, what in the world is this column doing melted? You know, they had a photograph of it, and it's a H-shaped column, and the thing looks like it's just goo. And, you know, most of it's missing, and they got a photograph of it, and they did a quick analysis of it, and it had this intergranular melting with sulfidation. And they were scratching their heads going, what the heck is this? We need to look into this. This doesn't happen. But it never went anywhere, you know? So when you, now it's in Building 7, you know, the one that didn't have anything, any plane hit it? Melting steel, which, of course, I would throw that in the face of these bozos at Popular Mechanics who said, oh, no, the steel didn't have to melt. No, yet no bozos at Popular Mechanics. The steel did melt. You
yes,
know,
it,
so
it,
so once
it was still a couple thousand degrees hot.
Hey, have
you
I
know,
have I,
over
have,
a couple weeks after the buildings came down?
Yeah, have I just debunked Fox News in 1 minute?
I think you did.
Oh, good.
I think you did. I'm going to email you some stuff.
Yeah. Email that to probably Aaron@Infowars.com or something like that.
Okay.
And they'll check it out. Yeah, do it
all
to Aaron@Infowars. Or Trey@Infowars.com, and they'll check it out. Well, Wes, thank you very
God
much for the call.
You,
I appreciate it. Okay, that was a good call. Okay, Bob in Kansas. We're not in Kansas anymore, Bob. We're all over the world right now. You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, what you got on your mind?
Hey, you know, talking about this Building 7.
Yeah.
If you look at all the footage and the films of what went on with Building 7, there was just a couple of little fires here and there, and then all of a sudden, there was a little crimp toward the middle, and the building imploded just like it would have if it was demolition by a professional.
Oh, but don't you know that on September 11th, the laws of physics were suspended, and you get to have a symmetrical collapse caused by asymmetrical damage? Didn't you know that?
Oh, man, I'll tell you. You know, the absolute ridiculousness of it. You know, the laws of physics, you can't mess with the laws of physics. And here's this building, and then this guy that owned the building said, well, you know, let's pull it. And later on he said, oh, I didn't mean let's pull it in the sense of breaking it down like a demolition. I said, I meant, like, let's pull a fireman out of there.
Yeah, there weren't any firemen.
You know what? It takes a long time to set up all those charges.
Hey.
And there's no way, even if he would have said, well, we had a demolition because it was a safety hazard, no way he could have had all it done ahead of
Bob,
time.
Two things I'd like to add to what you just said. Number one, and this is bragging rights here, okay? When you watch those videos of Building 7 coming down,
yeah,
a lot, the first ones that came out, and they're still up there, if you look in the upper right-hand corner of those videos, you will see a logo, a TV station logo. It says KI-42. It's on lots of those things. It's on the one you see, the main one, the one that's been used for years and years and years. It says KI-42 on it. That video came from Austin, Texas. That came from my hometown. And the person who supplied that to both to Alex Jones and to Eric Huffschmidt years ago was Jeff Kantoff. And Jeff is a dear friend of mine, and he is one of the producers of the Simple Truth TV show that I host. What he was doing on the morning of September 11th, he was thinking... You know, he was thinking, and he stayed at home, and he kept shoving video cassettes into his recorder all day long. And it was Jeff's video that ended up all over the Internet. So whenever you see that KI-42 logo in the upper right-hand corner of all those Building 7 collapses, you can thank Jeff Kantoff for that. So
well,
I wanted to say that. Then also, I also want to talk about something that I really have never heard discussed when it comes to Building 7's collapse and controlled demolition. You know, Larry Silverstein, you know, he said, well, yeah, maybe the smartest thing to do is to pull it. And so we made the decision to pull and we watched the building collapse, you know.
Yeah.
Has anybody ever asked this question? Does the New York Fire Department have a controlled demolition squad that is capable of taking down a 47-story skyscraper in just a couple of hours? I'll bet you that they don't. What do you bet?
Yeah, well, absolutely. This stuff was all done ahead of time. Like they said, people in charge of the security was Bush's brother, and it was all an inside job.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I've heard the theory expressed by some very intelligent people, as a matter of fact, that because Building 7 was a spook hive, you know, it had the FBI, it had all these government agencies in it, that it had all, that when it was built, it was pre-wired to explode. I've heard that theory that, you know, there was a big disaster and for whatever reason they decided that they didn't want anybody to get to the secret records in Building 7, so they pushed a button and blew the whole thing up. I mean, there's one for you.
Well, they'll probably say the towers were pre-wired.
Well, eventually they're probably going to have to. They're going to have to come up with Plan B. You know, when you've got tons of liquid molten yellow flaming steel pouring out of the South Tower right at the point of collapse, just before it collapses, splashing all over the place, and you try to explain what that is, and apparently the only logical explanation is thermite reaction. You got a problem. You really?
Well, I've heard somebody else suggest that there's higher levels of tritium in the whole area, and it might have been even a small tactical nuke down there that actually melted the core, because the core had so much steel in it, and all of a sudden most of it just disappeared. It just melted.
Yeah, I don't, you know, I'm not an explosive expert, but I do know that there's a lot of witnesses that were in the basement area of the towers and said that the basement, the area had been just obliterated. And I don't know why, if a huge bomb took out a bunch of columns in the middle of the building, you know, right there at the beginning of the attack, why it took an hour or so for the building to fall. I don't know anything about the sequencing of demolition charges or whatever, but I do know that all the experts say that you take out the core first so that the building will come down. And even Peter Jennings said it. I mean, he said, oh, the people involved in demolition know that the way to take down a building is to go for the under infrastructure. You have to go for the under infrastructure to take a building down. You know, he said that on September 11th as they were watching the things collapse as number seven. So anyway, you know, Bob, what else you have, Dan? Oh, Bob's gone. Okay. Well, Bob is gone, and I understand that we have a phone call from somebody who's hoarse, somebody by the name of Alex Jones. Alex, are you there?
Yes, I am, Bob. I'm a little less hoarse today. How am I coming in?
You're coming in just fine, Alex.
Now, I got a little bit later flight out today, so I appreciate you filling in because some other stuff I need to do in New York, and I'm going to be flying out in the next 30 minutes and back to Austin. I'll be in studio tomorrow, and I really want to thank you for sitting in for me, doing a fabulous job. I've been sitting there on hold for a few minutes listening to you.
Well,
and that's exactly what I called in about, was just a general report of kind of a rundown, a chronology of what's happened while I've been here in New York covering the 6th anniversary of the tragic attacks. And, of course, I'm at an airport, so I'm whispering not to bother people here in this little restaurant I'm in. But first off, you were just talking about Building 7. We all, of course, know about the BBC reporting that it had fallen because of fires in some footprint 25 minutes before it did. And it turned out CNN had done that over an hour before. We know a script was put out.
Right.
We also know that FEMA admitted that they had been there the night before, then said that they misspoke. Then documents came out that they indeed had been there for the drill the night before for Tripod 2. This is all confirmed. This is all documented. And then on top of that, just while I was here today, and I understand there's hundreds of these firemen and police and emergency workers reporting on public, but I got a chance to sit down on video. He's very credible with Kevin McPadden, who is the Air Force medic who responded down there and saved a lot of people. And there's a famous video of when she was not very well known as a local TV person on local television in New York, Amy Goodman of Democracy Now! Today. She's standing there about three blocks away, about two blocks away, from Building 7, and smoking at about 5:25 in the afternoon. And you see everybody looking around, you see everybody talking, you see her, and she goes, all right, we're being told to get back, we're being told. Oh, my gosh. And then they all start running, and then you see it go boom, 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 and fall down. Well, I have now, we've seen videos of other firemen and police who were there saying they heard a countdown. I got the chance to, and many others, so they heard it over the radios, police radios, they were, quote, going to pull it. You have Silverstein saying, yeah, we made the decision to pull it, watch it come down. We have just hundreds. I mean, the problem about talking about this is there's so much evidence you want to put it all on.
Yeah.
And you know, we've done that here and there on the show, but all together, it's just a mountain. But Kevin, of course, talked about how he didn't want to put this out on the web the next week or so with the PrisonPlanet.tv members. We wanted to download it, burn it to disk, get it out to people. This Kevin McPadden interview, because his testimony's been out there before, but piecemeal. We've got a lengthy hour-long interview with him. He's down there doing rescue work all day long. He's down there going in, clearing five floors himself with some other people in an old folks' home. So all this stuff's going on in there. Down there later in the afternoon, totally exhausted. There's more firefighters, police coming in, and they say, no, we're not going to send more people down there. Something's about to happen with seven. And all of a sudden, everybody starts acting real strange, and all the emergency workers are saying to the Red Cross that's in command, and he had the fire department city radio, and the guy's acting real nervous in front of everybody. And everyone, what's going on? What's wrong? He's going, and he takes his hand off, and it goes 3, 2, 1. They hear the countdown clear. He goes, run for your lives. And they all start running, and that guy had been ordered not to tell people
what was
going on. And a few months before all that happened, they said they don't know what's going to happen with Sevens. They may decide to bring it down, that very person, and that he was in command as the liaison between all the rescue workers and the fire department in the city. We're not saying the firemen, and we're not saying the firemen were involved. They were given a cover story and told what to do and told to pull back.
That's another bombshell, isn't it?
It's just absolutely amazing. But today, long story short, we got here Friday, and, you know, within 2 hours of getting on the ground, I was arrested.
Yeah.
And there's rumors going around the Internet that I was tasered. I was not tasered. I did not resist arrest. They just came over and arrested me, which, by the way, was not an arrestable offense, they later had to admit. I have my ticket right here in my hands, $200 fine for unauthorized use of an amplification device. So when we get back, I can just walk through what's happened, Bob.
All right. Well, we got Alex Jones on the line. He's still up in New York. And after the break, we will return with Alex Jones, and he's going to give us a first-hand account, again, of what's happening, what happened the last few days in New York.
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have another kiss, another flashing chair.
Okay, Bob Dacey back on the Alex Jones Show, and I'll guarantee you're not going to slip into unconsciousness because we got Alex Jones on the line right now. Alex, you were saying before the break about Building 7. Are you there, Alex?
Oh, absolutely. I'm here. I was listening to you, Bob.
All right. You're saying that, okay, it's obvious now, you've got all these witnesses, that there was a countdown to blow up Building 7.
And right. We have Silverstein saying it on television, saying, yeah, we gave the decision to pull it down, and I gave the order and watched it.
But then he denied that, so I guess he has to undeny that now, I guess.
Well, that's kind of like Rudolph Giuliani on ABC television and ABC radio that day. And now there's another media outlet that we've got him on it saying that he was told Tower 1 and 2 were going to come down before they fell.
Well,
and then he's been confronted three times by We Are Change and others now, and just hasn't ever happened. And then he lied, and it made local television here a few months ago. We covered it at PrisonBlinded.com because We Are Change went to the reporters and said he's a liar. And they first put the report out where Giuliani denied. Then they got so many emails at the TV station, they went and pulled the link and put it on mainstream news here in New York that Giuliani's a liar.
Well,
he's completely hated by the firemen, the police, everybody. You know, first they lied about the dust. Then it came out that they, close to half the victims, 47% of their remains were used to fill potholes.
Well,
they didn't even put them in a hole in the ground.
They put
a marker on it. They said, well, just use it to fill potholes. I mean, you can't make stuff up like this.
They were under the gold, Alex. They already got the gold out, so they didn't matter anymore, right? I just wonder how you're going to get, once it's totally confirmed, even in the mainstream media, that Building 7 was blown up, I guess you're going to have to ask Giuliani how they managed to get a demolition squad together that quickly, and where did they get all those explosive charges, and how did they get into that building that was on fire and set them off so perfectly in such a horrible situation with the biggest disaster in United States history right across the street from Building 7. I wonder how they managed to set those charges so quickly and where they got them from. And who are these controlled demolition experts at the New York City Police Department that can blow up a building so quickly, Alex? Who do you think they are?
Well, I bullhorn hundreds of police and firemen. You know, on the side, a lot of them are nodding their heads. Others were mad at us. And they just can't deal with the horror of it. So the globalists could do something like this right in front of them. And I said, you know about the countdown, and cops were nodding their heads and firemen were nodding their heads. This is all, I'm going to make a film about it, you know, last year's 9/11 events, this year's all the other 9/11 folks around the country that are sending us footage that want us to put in the film I want to put together. I'm pretty sure that's going to be my next film, but I'm going to try to just put it out as quickly as possible just to tell the story of 9/11 Truth and the effect it's having, because if it wasn't for 9/11 Truth, we would have definitely already had more staged events.
Yeah, I think MSNBC had that poll out the other day that 65% of the respondents think that the government had something to do with 911. 65%, up from 58% last year.
Absolutely, and it's just like the Kennedy assassination. But instead of taking 40 years to get 90%, it's going to take 6-7 years.
Yeah.
But Bob,
yeah.
I just want to thank everybody that came out. I want to thank everybody for their support, because this was historical. And I tried to write up some notes tomorrow on the show. I'm going to walk through blow by blow everything that happened, everything we witnessed, the things that happened, the different angles to it. But there were signs all over New York that were saying, remember it, but then forget about it and move on, was basically the slogan. It was worse than that. I forget the exact slogan. We got video of it.
Alex,
nine different. Yeah.
Did you attend the Loose Change premiere?
Yes. Well, I've seen, you know, the Loose Change, because I'm the executive producer, so I've already seen it. But yes, I was there.
Yeah. I was just. Can I hold you over till the break?
For sure. It's by the way, the film's not done yet. This was a rough cut.
A rough cut. Well, we're going to hold Alex over to the break. I want to ask him another question when we get on the other side. This is Bob Dacey for Alex Jones, GCN Radio Network.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.